Country Club FM. State in History, the Bob Almanac, Jim and Neil here, doing our best to help you bob up your Wednesday. And let's bob it up with the Bob Almanac, Wednesday, June 17th. If you are counting them down, and why wouldn't you be here in 2020? We want to get 2020 over as quickly as possible. I don't know, at this point. And a lot of people are looking at it that way, Neil.
Right. 2020 has not been great for a lot of people.
We are nearing the apex of 2020. It'll be all downhill once we get to July 1. 169 in, 197 left. Statue of Liberty was delivered to us from France on this date, 1885. Unfortunately, a bunch of porch pirates got their hands on it first.
Good one.
So, 1885. How about 1928? Amelia Earhart began her journey becoming the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. She took off from Newfoundland. Now, she was not the pilot in this one. There were three people in the cockpit on this plane. She was a passenger, the co-pilot. The actual pilot of this plane was Wilmer Stultz. Mm. It would be 4 years until 1932 when she would do her solo flight across the Atlantic, first woman to do so. But in 1928, she was just the first woman ever to be in a plane across the Atlantic.
She was a trailblazer.
She was, and she was tall, and she was Lady Lindy, what they called her.
That's right, Lady Lindy.
In 57. So if you were in Vegas and in the prop bet, you had At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors as the first audio to be used on today's Almanac, you win the prop bet.
There you go.
This song was released by Danny and the Juniors. You can just swing to this
big,
you know,
big,
all day. You can swing to At the Hop.
A staple for Slim Jim and the Beef Jerky.
And a song you can hear on the newly resurrected Big Q.
Nice.
At 95.9, 106.1 HD3, and I believe also online, BigQRadio.com. All the great hits from 55 to 75, put together by yours truly. 2057, 62, we go to Oakmont.
And now, the winner, Jack Nicklaus, 22 years old, receives the open trophy from Mr. Winters and a check for $15,000.
Jack Whitaker doing the honors on the narration, 62, U.S. Open, Oakmont, Jack winning the first of his 18 majors, Neil.
That's pretty impressive.
He would come up big. Now,
He was still kind of portly there.
He was. Yeah. He was. He kind of looked like a bear.
Right.
A little bit. You know, a snuggly bear. So 18 majors. You know that he finished second in a major 19 times?
Isn't that ridiculous?
That is amazing. It is tremendous. Now, it was an 18-hole playoff with Arnold Palmer. Now, what was interesting about this, Arnold missed a short putt. It was pretty obvious. They were both lying three. Arnold, bad putt, second putt. He putted in for six, and then he conceded. Jack had his putt to win for a bogey. Mark, very close to the hole, and Arnold goes, oh, pick it up. You can't do that in stroke play, though.
Right.
So they picked it up. They went over, and then the USGA guys come in. Oh, you got to put that out. This is stroke play. So they had to replace the ball where they thought that the mark was at, and he putted it out for the win.
That I did not know that.
Yeah, a little
that's
bit of trivia.
That's from, excellent trivia.
Thank you. 18-hole playoff. Jack over Arnie. And fans didn't like to see that.
No, Arnie was so much the fans' choice.
That was in 62. 10 years later in the news.
The Democratic National Committee is located in the Watergate office building. The burglars forced a stairwell door, then taped its latch open. The door, now part of police evidence, was noticed by one of the guards employed by the Watergate complex.
And it was that tape, piece of duct tape or electrical tape or whatever, that they left on the door. If they hadn't done that, they might have gotten away with it. And we could have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling pieces of tape.
Yep.
So that was 72. Watergate, let it begin. You lived through Watergate.
I
Neil.
Did.
You watched
I remember,
every minute.
Yeah, you know, I had some interest. I mean, I was, 14 years old. And I mean, you know, but...
Well, you'd watch the hearings and watch the news, then you talk about it the next day
in school,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, current events.
Love will always
statues of her all around Tennessee being prepared. And deservedly so. She released this song, actually recorded it on this day. Didn't release it yet, but recorded this song. A lot of people think it's a love song, you know, to a lover. Somebody is actually to Porter Wagoner.
Yep.
As she was leaving him and all the things that he had done for her, but it was something she had to do. She had to get under his out of his shadow.
Yep.
And it was a smart move. Had to tear it off like a Band-Aid, Neil. But it hurt. And you can hear the hurt in this song, can't you?
Yes, yes.
So that was 1973. That became a big hit, of course. 1978, this song was on the charts.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Climbed all the way to number 32 on this date for Jimmy Buffett.
They eat the same thing again and again.
Fun song.
Very fun song.
On his greatest hits album, 1978.
He's about to play the Grand Ole Opry.
Way to go, Jimmy Buffett. 1991, we go to Hazeltine. More golf news.
Played like a champion, one is all he will need. Payne Stewart's dream has come true. He's the 1991 U.S. Open champion.
Payne, I remember where that was.
Payne Stewart wins the 91 U.S. Open championship at Hazeltine, the last U.S. Open to be held, and maybe never ever again. At Hazeltine. Yeah. And now the PGA Championship's later in the year. Who knows if they'll have it there? No, wait a minute. They moved PGA to earlier in the year, which could be tough for Hazeltine to host
because it
might not be mature once we get back to the normal PGA Masters and PGA and British Open, US Open. Once we get back to the regular schedule, it'll be interesting to see if Hazeltine is able to host those. Of course, they're going to host the Ryder Cup in a few years again.
Right, but May... You know, early May, look for the PGA, might be too early.
So, same day that Payne Stewart was winning here, and the Hazeltine U.S. Open was the other one that was marred with was it one or two people died from the lightning strikes? We had lightning strikes at Hazeltine.
Yes, I remember.
Hit a tree while the tournament was going on. But on that same date, 1991, Zachary Taylor, the 12th U.S. president, the body of said president exhumed. They thought maybe there were rumors persisting that he had died of arsenic poisoning, that somebody had actually poisoned Zachary Taylor. No evidence of this was found, and his body was put back into the ground. There was arsenic found, but not enough.
Huh.
I guess it was food poisoning that actually did do him in, but they thought maybe it was on purpose. But 1991, they found out that it wasn't. And then 94.
No report on anything other than police staying, keeping a clear distance behind. There's no rule book on this because...
Right here, Pat.
This hasn't happened.
Yeah, it seems to be that way, and the traffic up above is still... in fact, I'm trying to look down through my lower window.
It's live coverage, folks. This was the day of the Bronco chase. A.C. Cowlings was in the driver's seat. In the back seat was O.J. Simpson. He had a gun. They had him on the phone trying to talk him down. He hadn't turned himself in. They were looking for him, and then they found him in his white Bronco, and he eventually was taken into custody. It was surreal, just
really
strange
was.
And weird it on was. This day. I remember watching it 1994, and as we revealed here, as the news broke here on Bob FM, July 9th, Ford is introducing the new Ford Bronco, and it sounds like it's going to be a great vehicle. It sounds like it's going to be tremendous. But
on OJ's
birthday, July 9th. And then 4 years ago.
The IAAF banned Russian athletes after an investigation uncovered state-sponsored doping and a cover-up of positive tests.
Mm. Those Russian Olympians are?
Cheaters.
Yeah, they are. You know, introducing the new Bronco on OJ's birthday would be like introducing the new Ford Fairmont on my birthday, because me and that Fairmont, we did a lot of bad things.
Oh,
we broke a lot of rules and laws in that 1980 four-door Ford Fairmont. It's birthday time now.
From the very first day he suited up for the Kansas City Chiefs, Bobby Bell seemed to be blasted out of a cannon, scoring direct hits on any target with a football.
Sorry about that, hum. Not my fault. Bobby Bell. Happy birthday to you. Remember him as a Gopher, don't you?
I do. You know, he and Carl Elder played together, I do believe, in the early 60s with the Gophers.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was a tremendous pro. And he hurt us in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
Yeah, he and, was it Willie Lanier?
Yeah.
And then you had Hank Stram running the...
Matriculating
the ball with the 23 toss power trap.
Yeah.
So 80 today for Bobby Bell, Football Hall of Famer.
When it's just a chance.
sure those legends that are going to be here on Friday played some of this guy's music back in the heyday of the 70s.
I would think so.
Barry Manilow is 77. That album that had Copacabana, I Wore It Out. He's a big part of my childhood, Neil. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
Oh, we played a lot of his stuff.
Barry Manilow, 77. He had a brother, Newt Manilow. And we have another Newt here, Newt Gingrich. Former House Speaker, 77. Joe Piscopo teaming up with Eddie Murphy for SNL Gold.
I am dark and you are light.
You are blind as a bat that I have sight. Side by side, you are my amigo. Negro, let's not fight.
So when it comes to Frank Sinatra impersonations, it's Phil Hartman and Joe Piscopo, 1A and 1B.
For sure.
They are fabulous, and we need that. That's the kind of stuff we need this time. Harmony. We need Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, it's so
harmony.
Good.
Harmony,
yes.
Harmony,
yes,
harmony.
Yes, we do.
Joe Piscopo is 69. TV theme time, Neil.
Sometimes the world looks perfect.
Remember Perfect Strangers? Andrew Bronson Pinchot as Belky Bartokomus, I think it was.
I didn't care for it. But
and the other guy was Mark Lynn Baker.
Yeah.
66 on our list here today. He was Napoleon Dynamite's uncle.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? Yeah, coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
I think he would try as well. Do you remember Uncle Rico, Neil? Have you ever seen the Napoleon Dynamite movie?
No.
You should, because it is hilarious. And he is 63 here
today. What's the guy's name?
John Grease.
Okay.
He was Uncle Rico. Let's go to Nantucket. Do you have a Nantucket joke? There once was a man from? Maybe?
Yeah.
You can end up like Howard Hughes, locked in a hotel room, sitting on Kleenex, sucking applesauce through a straw.
Isn't that something? All that money and his hobbies are the same as mine.
Really? He also used to collect toenail clippings and keep them in a mason jar.
This is uncanny.
He was Lowell the Handyman on Wings.
He was good.
He was funny. He was kind of their Woody.
Yes.
Every show needed
yes,
one of those kind of dim-witted guys because it was hilarious.
I remember it was a bad guy in Tombstone.
Yes, and he was a bad guy in one of the Spider-Man
yes,
3.
That's right.
Man
Spider-Man
Made of
3.
Sand.
Yep.
Thomas Hayden Church is 60.
Buttermaker. Glad I caught you. Like you got off on the wrong foot last week.
So you never get off on the wrong foot with Buttermaker. Greg Kinnear, 57 here today. He did a show on E! And Comedy Central, like Talk Soup, and then he turned that into a pretty nice little movie career.
Yeah.
He was Dick Vermeil in Invincible. There he is as the opposing coach in the new Bad News Bears from 2005. What was the name of that team? Was it the Yankees at the Bad News Bears? That was their rival. Remember that?
Yeah.
So Greg Kinnear, 57.
MacGruber, making life-saving inventions out of household materials. MacGruber, getting in and out of ultra-sticky situations.
You know, if I'm in a sticky situation, I want MacGruber, don't you?
Yes. MacGruber. I saw this movie.
Then what'd you think of it? I
thought
see
it was
it.
Pretty funny.
It was funny. Yeah. Will Forte is 50. Our rapper of the day is Crazy Bone, member of the group Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, sure.
Crazy Bone is 47, and Venus Williams, tennis star, oh, so fantastic, along with her sister. Of course, the Williams sisters have dominated tennis for decades now.
Sure.
And Venus Williams is 40.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. Actor Ralph Bellamy. Remember him?
Off. We're about to make millions of dollars in frozen orange juice, and you're talking to me about human nature.
Money isn't everything, Mortimer.
Oh, grow up.
Mother always said you were greedy.
She meant it as a compliment.
That was a cameo there from Don Ameche.
Right.
Mortimer and Randolph.
From Trading Places with Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, Jamie Lee Curtis. Great movie. Ralph Bellamy there, 1904. He was one of the Reds, Red 4.
There'll be smoke on the water, on the land and the sea, when our army and navy overtakes the enemy.
Hey, did Beaks ever get those frozen orange juice futures to those guys?
Yeah.
But I think they were wrong.
They were wrong.
That Beaks guy.
Yeah.
He was too busy being in the cage with the gorilla.
With the gorilla. That did not work out. There's country music Hall of Famer Red Foley, born on this day, 1910.
Now, you know, Red Foley, he was there in the very beginning of country music. You remember the country music Ken Burns thing? He was as big as many of them as far as building country music in the 40s and 50s.
You know, I'm not a fan of most of the Reds in country music, but Red Foley I like. 1910.
Yeah, you've made it well known you don't like Red Solvine.
Right. I do not care for him. Country performer David, we called him String Bean Aikman.
He was the old Kentucky Wonder. Now even I would look skinny if I wore my pants only to my knees and my shirt went all the way down to my knees. Even I would look skinny. Right?
Yeah, it would
help.
You
might even call me String Bean.
Right on. String Bean Aikman, he was on Hee Haw and some other things, obviously, around the country music scene for a long, long time, 1915. International Tennis Hall of Famer and commentator Bud Collins.
Netcourt.
Was born on this day, 1929.
Netcourt.
And member of Mike and the Mechanics, singer Paul Young.
Now, this is his solo effort as just Paul Young.
I saw him at Wii Fest with Ringo Starr and his all-star band. And I heard him sing this song. It was on Sunday. There was just a few of us there. But
I hear that song, I think, of Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
Because that song is playing when poor Del Griffith is just there at the train all by himself. We find out
that
Steve Martin comes to the realization that his wife is actually dead. And then invites him over, despite all the things that he did that annoyed him, still invited him over for Thanksgiving dinner. Very nice.
It was a good show. Paul Young right there, born on this day, 1947. That's all I got. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
Okay, Rodney Crowell, Roseanne Cash, It's Such a Small World, Ricky Skaggs, Country Boy, or Gary Allen, Nothing On But the Radio.
Now, you'd think I would go Gary Allen.
I assume you would.
I think in honor of String Bean and Red Foley.
And we're Banjo.
We're going to get back to the roots. We're going to do some picking and grinning with
all
Ricky Skaggs.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KDDG.